Morning. My gosh, look at all of you. Wow. Welcome. I'm just surprised. This is the day of our annual meeting for the whole congregation after the service. It's when we get together and talk about us, which this church loves to do. And, well, because we're so cool and we love to talk about that and kind of celebrate who we are and everything we do. And so at the annual meeting, you get last year in one crash course, and then we'll look ahead to the new year. But I thought it might be fun right now to talk some about who we are. So many people are new. You may not know how this church got to be the way it is, or what some of the things around you mean. For instance, next week I'm starting a series on the 12 powers, so I'll be talking about these words on these quilts that are around the room. But today I want to focus on, where is he? Chakra Man. Chakra Man is this colorful thing right over here on the wall. And if you haven't been here a while, you might have wondered, what the heck? Some churches have pictures of Jesus. We've got Chakra Man. This is Chakra Man on an easel the day he was unveiled. If you're listening online, there is a picture of Chakra Man on the website. So go to unityofwimberley.com, click on About Us in the bar at the top, and then click on Mission and Vision. He's on the Mission and Vision page, because he is our mission and vision. Chakra Man embodies Unity of Wimberley's positive core of divine energy, who we are, what we stand for. He was nicknamed Chakra Man by Nancy Keefe, who helped create this. And I'll tell you the whole story of the creation in a minute. And it's not necessarily a man. What I like about it is that it's just a human figure. You can't tell whether it's male or female. It's energy. And the words around it are words the congregation came up with in 2008 to describe what was most important. This was about a year before I came. But I think the words still represent us. And what's interesting is how they fit into the chakras. They weren't looking for words to do that. It just worked out that way. You know, chakras are the energy centers of the body. There are seven. Our chakra man has mirrors at each of the chakras, so you see yourself reflected in him. And I'll tell you the words, since you may not be able to see them from where you are. Starting at the bottom in red, or the root chakra. The root chakra is about survival issues, tribal belonging, basic instincts. And our words are family, which we are, sacred ground, which we have, energy, we have that, community, it's the tribe that we are. Youth education is down there in the red. Rearing kids, the next generation, is part of our survival. And then, of course, food. Definitely part of our positive core, and also about survival. We're going to survive with our food. The orange chakra is the lower abdomen. That's where we reproduce, we create new life. The words are infinite potential and transformation. Yellow is the solar plexus. It's about self-worth, or ego in the healthy sense. The words are like-mindedness, inclusive, diversity, acceptance. Green is the heart chakra, the ability to love. We said fellowship, peaceful, unconditional love, beautiful. Blue is the throat chakra. It's about communication. One of the phrases is living alleluia, which is my favorite on here. And also humor, which is part of our expression. Indigo is the third eye chakra. It's seeing the big picture. And our words were oneness and unity principles. And finally, violet is the crown chakra, the top of the head, where we meet and connect with spirituality. The words are spirit, spiritual growth, healing. And then those words above the chakra man, divine consciousness. This community was going through a tough time when they came up with these words. There was controversy around the minister they were finding a way to stay on this property, creating the CFO program, which was a huge undertaking. And I mention that just to say that even then, they knew who they were and what they wanted this place to be. In 2008, they began an appreciative inquiry process. You might know it. It's used in corporations. It's been around for 20 or 30 years. And it'll work anywhere. It's not just a business thing. So you'll hear the old-timers around here talk about AI. They'll say, well, back when we were doing the AI process. Okay, how many of you were here in 2008 and went through the AI process? See, a bunch of them are still here. Amazing. People stay. So AI is kind of like StrengthsFinder for organizations. You look at what's going well, what you like about the place and each other. You find what's right and build on it. And these words came out of those sessions. There was a Unity minister living in San Antonio named Larry Wynn who made trips here to help with the AI process as a consultant. That's Larry Wynn. When they worked on words to describe the positive core, he mentioned that some churches had come up with a permanent display for their core words. And that piqued the interest of our artists. So Nancy Keefe, here is Nancy. She left us not quite 2 years ago, right? In February. Nancy decided to create something to display the words. And she asked her sister, Peggy Cole, to help. And it turns out Diane Marion had the same idea. Here's Diane with her husband Roger and son Morgan, and the men figure into this story later. But the three women decided to work together on this. So they started with the words that had been written with Larry Wynn. It's just a big mind map. But what do you create? How do you take these words and turn them into a piece of art? So the three of them met in the fireside room. And they talked about the feelings that these words of the positive core evoked in each of them. They brainstormed dozens of ways to illustrate it. And they chose a few and agreed to present what they came up with to the board to decide which one would be turned into permanent art. And then they went their separate ways to start creating. So Diane Marion thought, maybe words on a crystal. And then maybe a plant, maybe a spiral, and then another plant. You see the words on it? They liked the nature theme. Nancy made cutouts. She cut out each word and pasted them on a tree, and then here's another tree with cutouts. This one's more of an underwater theme. I think that's what she meant. Peggy was working on it too, and thank you to Peggy for these historical slides. Peggy's sitting right here. Diane's back there. Peggy is a yeah. Peggy's a great photographer, so she started there. She had the words in a photo of a whirling galaxy and in a whirlpool. But Peggy had felt all along that the words were describing the chakras. And she found herself mentally organizing the words that way. And she was here on a Sunday during the meditation when she had a vision of all the chakras with a mirror at each energy center to see ourselves reflected. So they took these ideas to the board, and the board liked the chakras too. Partly just because the words are all horizontal and they're easy to read that way. But also because it's colorful and they really liked the mirrors reflecting you back to you. So Peggy kept working with this idea of chakras. She looked at lots and lots of chakra art, and there is a lot. She finally settled on these four images. You look at these elements. You see the colors on the left. The bottom is the curving earth. The upper right is the universal human, the purple form. And then the lower right is a sunset picture that Peggy had taken here at Unity. They were all combined into our chakra man. You see the sunset picture in the background? and the purple universal human with its arms upraised, and the curve of the earth below, and then the color of the chakras from top to bottom. But this was just a rendering. It was not yet a piece of art. And they realized Larry Wynn would be coming back in July of that year to meet with them again. And Nancy especially wanted to surprise Larry with this art. So they went to work. They got a sheet of Masonite. They went to Hobby Lobby and bought tubs of acrylic paint. And they came up here to start work. This is 4 feet by 6 feet. They laid out a grid and got ready to paint it. And they worked. That's Peggy in the far corner with her long hair. And they worked some more. That's Nancy. They worked all day for 6 straight days. Meanwhile, Roger and Morgan Marion started building a frame. It's the white frame that you see on it over here. So everybody was working at once. That's Diane and Peggy in the upper right. It was a flurry of activity. And finally, they added the mirrors. Then they scrambled around to hide it from Larry Wynn so they could unveil it the Sunday he was here. And at one point that Sunday, Peggy went out to greet Larry and give him a real big hug and distract him from the chaparral room where this thing was being hidden and draped and covered up. So finally they brought it in here, still covered with this impromptu curtain, and they pulled off the drape and got a standing ovation. And yes, Larry Wynn loved it. He threw out his sermon and just let everyone celebrate this piece of art. And that day, Peggy explained how it had been made and why. Nancy dedicated it to the board and staff. And Diane went back through the words, the description of who we are at our core. And Chakra Man has been with us ever since. So yes, let's thank Peggy and Diane and Roger and Morgan. Yeah, so who are we at our core? Which of the words best describes your experience here at Unity? Whoops, where are we? No, there should be another one. Oh, I probably forgot to tell Caroline to add it. Caroline, in Dropbox, there is something called Ellen's Extra Slide. No, there it is. See, there it is on the left. That one. Yeah, that one. There you go. Okay. Sorry, the black threw me off. So I put all the words up here. I told you my favorite is Living Alleluia, and I like it because I can't really tell you what it means, but I know what it means. And that's what good words do. They're visceral, and you feel them rather than think them. So I thought it might be fun for a few minutes to pass around a mic. Forgot to tell Jason about that, too. Because I would love to hear the one word that you feel. It resonates with you to describe your experience of this spiritual community. One word and maybe one sentence. I know some of you would never stand up in front of each other, and some of you will have to restrain yourselves for one sentence. Jason, do we have a mic we could run around? It's in his hand.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Could I get a runner? Would you mind?
You need a mic runner. Thank you, Richard. Okay, so those are the words. I think you can see them. Which one just really just gets you? You go, yes, that is unity to me. Marlene's up here. Is there one back there? Susan first.
Unconditional love.
Yeah. Okay.
Fellowship.
Good. You can elaborate a little bit if you want to. I didn't mean to shut you down.
Very definitely a spiritual growth, something I was seeking for 40 years prior to that, and I've come home. So thank you.
Good.
infinite potential, because that's everything.
Yeah, covers it.
Humor. This is the first church, and hopefully the last, that I will ever go to where the whole congregation, including the minister, tells wonderful jokes, and we laugh every Sunday at everyone. I love it.
They're not doing that in other churches? Wow. Okay, now this side, wow.
I was going to do spiritual growth, but I'll go with oneness. And this has been a wonderful community to find my authenticity and my oneness with the universe.
I actually have to combine two, I'm sorry. I like the living alleluia, because that's what impacts me every Sunday. And I like the humor. But so I'd like to combine them into joyous living, alleluia.
Mm-hmm.
There was one missing, and after we got this thing up, everybody kept going, where's music? Where's music? So we had a place we were going to put it over there in the purple, and we never got around to it. Diane, I think it's your fault.
There's still room.
We musical notes.
Oh, there are. There are musical notes.
Okay. A feeling I had thought I'd lost forever. Peaceful.
Transformation. I was just telling Sharon earlier, when I first came here 5 years ago, I was a totally different person. And this place has really helped me transform, and thank all of you.
I like acceptance, because I really feel this community here accepts everybody just as they are, and you don't have to be anything else.
I'm attracted to the term sacred ground.
Of course you are.
I think it is just such a blatant miracle that a small group of people were able to get a hold of this facility and figure out a way to buy it and dedicate it to spiritual practice. You know, it's like what we do best, I think.
Yeah.
I like inclusive. That's one of the things I think was missing from my early spiritual practices, being taught that everybody's beautiful and that we're all included in God's love, and that's something that's emphasized here every Sunday.
Richard, there's some behind you.
Well, I take two of them and put them together, the unconditional love and the fellowship, and I come up with a divine affection.
Good.
Diversity, how we're all so diverse.
Well, I too like the sacred ground because of how Mother Nature has provided us with this beautiful place, which is a sanctuary for us all.
Yeah. Okay, I see Jim and Maggie, and then we'll wrap it up.
Food. Yum, yum.
Community. We're an incredible community and a growing community.
Yeah.
Youth education. because I was raised in Unity, and I've raised my kids when they want to participate in Unity, and I've continued my education. But I'm just astounded at how many children are here week over week, and that should just be so assuring to us that this place will not perish. They will love it and continue to flourish here as well.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm so grateful to the people who were here in 2008, who knew who they were and what they wanted to continue to be, because we have. I think they really captured it with the words and with the art, and we still feel it. We're still striving to be all of those things. So let's take these words and these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
So let's take a deep breath. And center ourselves. Feet flat on the floor. Allow ourselves to become aligned in our seats. And begin with our focus on that first chakra, the root. Family. Survival. The very beginning of life itself. And breathe into that space, just opening it. Opening it, imagine it, surround it with the color red. Take another deep breath and bring your attention to the second chakra. Brilliant orange surrounding it, that light. Family. Growth, rebirth. New life. And give thanks for that life. And breathe into your solar plexus. That joyful yellow glow. Personality and humor. Friendships. Take a deep breath into the heart space, surrounding it with a deep green, opening it, gratitude, love, deep and abiding love. Where we begin to move from instinct and survival to the spiritual realm. And then breathe deep blue into the throat chakra. Communication, finding our voice. The tone there is I, the I am,
expressing it to the world. Breathe into the third eye, indigo, the all-seeing, our wisdom. Expansively moving to the crown chakra, violet. Open at the top. To bottom, circulating bottom to top. Letting the light, the white light of every color of the spectrum into your body, in through every cell, into every muscle. Spirit, the light of love. From this community out into the world. Joyful, hallelujah.